Instead, we will hold to the truth in love. In fact, you know, if somebody says, you know, somebody I can see, just like that Baptist the other day, I was going down to Virginia Beach. I was on a flying a jet the other day going over there, and I was sitting by this nice young man, and we got about halfway across there, and I'm reading my Bible, and he says, "Sir, where are you going?" I said, "Virginia Beach." And he says, "What do you do?" I said, I guess you call me an evangelist or a pastor." "Oh," he said, "good. What denomination are you associated with?" I said, "None." I said, "I used to be a Baptist, but I left them after 65 years. He said, "Why?" He said, "I'm a Southern Baptist preacher. I just graduated from seminary, and I'm going down close to Virginia Beach to a little town about 25 miles from there, and I'm getting my first church." He said, "Why did you leave the Southern Baptist?" I said, "They don't believe the Word." He said, "We do believe the Word." I said, "No, you don't." He said, "I do." I said, "No." I said, "I teach something very simple from God's Word, that if you got a sin, you got a sickness, you got a sin in your life." He said, "What?" He said, "I kind of got a runny nose right now myself. You tell me I got a sin in my life." I said, "I guarantee you got a sin in your life." He didn't like that. I said, "You got your Bible with you?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Open it to Psalm 103. And I said, "Read the first two verses." And he did. I said, "Do you do that often?" He said, "Well, probably not often enough, praise the Lord." I said, "Then look at the next line. Who forgives all of my iniquities?" I said, "Stop right there." I said, "I don't care who comes down to your church. I don't care what they've done. Do you believe, just like he said, right there, he'll forgive every one of your iniquities every time they come down there and ask God to forgive?" He said, "Of course they will." I said, "Okay, read the rest of it. Who heals all of their diseases?" I said, "Do you believe that?" He said, "No, I know God can." I said, "See, no, no." I said, "That's what I'm telling you. That's why I left the Southern Baptist, because they don't believe the Word." I said, "The Word says if you repent, He'll heal you every time." That was His promise. And I said, "We don't believe that as Baptists, so that's why I quit the Baptist church." I said, "I can't teach something in an organization that lines up with the Word that don't line up with the doctrine of the church." And so I said, "I'm only going to teach what's written." And so I said, "That's why I left all denominations, and that's why I only teach what's written in this book." Amen. And I said, "So God does wonderful things for me. Healings, miracles." I said, "You ever seen a healing or a miracle?" "No." I said, "Well, I don't doubt that. But," I said, "someday you will if you believe His Word." Now then he says, "Under His direction, the whole body is fitted together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love." Now, that's the way we're supposed to be. Is that right?
Amen.
That's the way the church is supposed to be. We ought to be working together, everything. 17 and 18. "With the Lord's authority, let me say this. Live no longer as the ungodly do. For they are hopelessly confused, the ungodly, the unbelievers. Their closed minds are full of darkness. They are far away from the life of God because they have shut their minds and hardened their hearts against Him." Verse 19 and 20. "They don't care anymore about right and wrong." Well, if you don't believe that, go to our colleges. Tolerance. Wow. "They don't care anymore about right and wrong, and they have given themselves over to immoral ways. Their lives are filled with all kinds of impurity and greed." A lot of that in the church, isn't it? But that isn't what you were taught when you learned about Christ. That's not what you're supposed to have been taught. Now, unfortunately, you might not have been taught these things because, you know, some people, in fact, I've had two or three people tell me, I remember another man of God told me one day, "Thurman, you won't ever have to worry about having a great big church." Well, when I was out in Alamogordo, New Mexico the other day, the pastor of that big church, when I got through speaking the second night, he got up and said, "Well, one thing I'll say about this guy, he tells you just like it is, but he ain't trying to win a popularity contest, I can tell you for sure." And I'm not interested in a popularity contest. I'm only trying to please one, and that's God. That's the one I'm trying to make happy. But it says, verse 21 and 22, "Since you have heard all about Him and have learned the truth that is in Jesus, throw off your old evil nature and your former way of life, which is rotten through and through, full of lust and deception." That sound just like us? Sound just like us, yeah. Okay, verse 23 and 4. Instead, there must be a spiritual renewal of your thoughts and attitudes. You must renew your mind with the Word every day. Study the book. You must display a new nature because you are a new person. Created in God's likeness, righteous, holy, and true. Now, that's what you're supposed to be. Verse 25 and 26. So put away all falsehood and tell your neighbor the truth. In other words, how much lying are we supposed to do as Christians?
Zero.
Not any. I mean, none. Because we belong to each other. When you lie to your brother in Christ, you're lying to yourself. I mean, you girls and guys in this room are my brothers and sisters, whether you know it or believe it or want to be or not. You're stuck with me. You know, I'm your brother. You know, whether you like me or don't like me, but God says you're supposed to love me. You know, I'm your brother. And each one of you are my brothers and sisters, and that's why I'm so interested in teaching you the truth, because I want you to walk in everything that God has prepared for you. That's why I do what I do. And he says, and don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Now, that's a hard one, isn't it? Can somebody push your button? Oh, I mean, this girl, she told on herself right there. She's bad as me. I mean, somebody can push her button. I can be having a great day and the wrong person say the right thing at the right time and it can ruin my whole day. You know that talk?
Right.
You ever been there too?
Been there and done that.
You've been there and done that. Well, you know, the Lord tells us to get over that, doesn't he? Get over it. We ain't supposed to be there no more. We're supposed to overcome that. So don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. Why? Let's see what he says in verse 27. For anger gives a mighty foothold to the devil. He sees you getting angry over there. Your button's been pushed. He said, oh, Lynette, I'm going to get you, girl. I'm going to get you. And does he love it when he gets legal right to us? Oh, the beast loves it. He loves to come in and torment us. He just loves it. But the Lord told us what to do. He showed us the ways we're supposed to live so we don't give place to this beast. He told us what to do. Walk in love. And he said, then he can't touch you. So if you are a thief, stop stealing. Begin using your hands for honest work. And then give generously to others in need. Somebody said, now wait a minute, this don't make no sense at all. You mean to tell me I'm going to go out and work hard with these hands? I'm going to work sweat, blood, and tears, and then I'm going to make some money, and I'm going to give part of it to somebody else? Never! That ain't God, is it? God says, give, and it will be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, with the same measure you use to give, it shall be returned to you. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. If you sow generously, you'll reap generously. That's why we give. That's why we don't sell nothing. That's why we give away everything in this ministry we have. We never sell anything. In fact, the only offering we take up ever in our church is on a healing school. After that, we don't ever take up an offering. Just like this church here, there won't be an offering plate passed here today. We don't ever pass an offering plate. We put a box over and say, if you want to give to the ministry, there's the box. But here's all the stuff. It's all free. Take what you want. And we don't even limit you.
Amen.
And God always meets our needs.
Amen.
He pays every ticket, invoice, whatever you want to call it, that we have. And of course, you know, it's costing us. I've just canceled some of my radio shows, so it's not quite as expensive as it was. But up until last month, it costs us a minimum of $10,000 a week to keep this ministry going. At least $10,000 a week. Guess who paid the bills? God did. You know, I mean, he just pays the bills. It's amazing how he does that. But he says, if you're a thief, stop stealing. You know, begin using your hands for honest work. And then give generously to others in need. I mean, I remember when Ms. Ruby, when she come to us and she asked for money for one of the churches she was associated with down in
Jamaica.
They needed a few thousand dollars, and this church gave her a check for a few thousand dollars. And she said, wow, I ain't never had anybody give me this much money to take to a church that they don't even know. But I trust her.
Amen.
I believe this girl's a woman of God.
Amen.
I believe her husband's a man of God. So we gave her a nice check to go there and help rebuild that church. And it obviously went a long way in doing it, didn't it? See? What did God tell us to do? Give. And it should be given generously, he said. Give generously. So we gave them a check for several thousand dollars, and they took it down there and used it to rebuild a church that got tore up down there in Jamaica because of a storm. God tells us to give. Then verse 29 and 30. Don't use foul or abusive language. Oh, some of you are going to put tape over your mouth. Don't use foul or abusive language. Now, that could hit a lot of areas, couldn't it? You don't have to be a profane cursor to be using foul or abusive language, do you? Now, there's all kinds of ways you can use foul or abusive language. He says, don't use that. He said, let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Live holy. Remember, He is the one who has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Don't you love that guarantee? I love it when God made me a guarantee. I know if I walk holy and obedient to His Word and do what He says, and I don't grieve Him, I know one day when I die, the Holy Spirit's going to carry me right into the thresholds of heaven. Right, Tom? I don't have nothing to sweat. Nothing. Let's see what 31 and 32 says. Get rid of... that must have been a misprint. That'd be a little bit of bitterness. You don't have to get rid of all of it. You know, goodness, you know you can't walk through the day without being bitter at somebody. Does it really take something to walk in love with everybody? Oh, yes, it does. You can be put to the test even before you get home today. You might just go out to a restaurant to eat tonight, and the people that serve you are not very nice. Or they might be nice, you know, who knows. But you'll run into somebody pretty quick that's going to make it very difficult to get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of rage, anger, all harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of malicious behavior. We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.